So the first method that I want to look at is creating 10K AI software. And so OpenAI has an API, which is a piece of code, a link that we can connect to in order to leverage the ChatGPT platforms and all the models that they have and use their ChatGPT language models inside of our own software. Now, based on recent estimates, we think that the API is generating around $500 million to $1 billion in revenue for OpenAI, although that is just a very rough estimate that I've seen published in a few places in social media, so it may be off by a factor of 10. But nonetheless, this is something that they are making money from, they're going to continue to support. And in any event, there are lots of OpenAIs for language models that are kind of equivalent to GPT-4 level. And so this is most definitely a technology that we can leverage. Now, I've made over $100,000 in revenue from doing this directly from selling these types of products, arguably closer to $800,000 in the last kind of 18 months indirectly from doing this. And essentially what we're going to do is provide the user with a front-end interface that lets them enter text into a box. We then, they click the send button. We then take that thing that they've typed in, we wrap it inside of a prompt, and the language model then responds, and then we return the response to the user. That is the basic idea in a nutshell. And obviously it's a bit more nuanced than that, but that is fundamentally how I've generated all this revenue and what the vast majority of people are doing when it comes to using the API. There's a few benefits to this. It lets us claim AI powered in our marketing, which is, you know, still pretty sexy. And more importantly, it lets us do very, very powerful things for the customer. So even though this is very simple for us to actually build and execute on, even though the process is so simple, because we're leveraging these insanely powerful language models, if we can think laterally of some ideas and some ways that we can leverage the AI, the language models for our customers, that we can do some very, very powerful things. And in the process, therefore, we can market, sell and convert better than our competition, who have not yet cottoned onto this idea of using AI fully within what they're doing. And there's a lot of people making money from these types of GPT wrappers. One of the classic examples is a guy called Yasser, who has a website called chatbase.co. is actually one of the first customers for Chatbase when it launched. I'm on a legacy plan at the moment. And it's basically a chatbot builder that uses, you know, ChatGPT. That's essentially what it does. And in January, he posted, January 2024, he posted this screenshot where he was making $220,000 a month recurring, essentially with a ChatGPT wrapper. Now, of course, it's more powerful than that. He does have some additional features, but this is something that potentially could be built quite easily. We actually have a similar tool which we built ourselves, which we make available to the HNTX customers, you know, a chatbot builder. And there's lots and lots of other people who you'll find on social media doing some really strong numbers. And of course, most of them won't build in public and declare their stats like Yasser's doing here, but it's a thriving ecosystem. This is also a new idea, this idea of AI-powered software. It's completely new. It's a fresh opportunity and a great angle to apply and to come from in almost any market. So it's not a training tool. It's not a digital product. You go into a lot of niches, you know, that haven't kind of evolved that much. There's not a ton of people selling software. They're still selling training courses. Well, this isn't training where you do it yourself. It's not even software which automates the system. And it's not just AI, because you might think, well, okay, you know, surely people can go and duplicate this themselves with just a simple prompt. But firstly, people don't know how to prompt. They perhaps don't know that ChatGPT exists. They don't really have any interest in any of that stuff. They just want it kind of spoon-fed for them. So it's kind of a new kind of form factor that's not training, it's not software, it's not just AI. It's AI-powered software. So how do we actually create these AI-powered software tools? Well, the GPT wrappers make a lot of money. There are naysayers out there, but they are not your accountants. Okay, you can do very, very well with this. And so to get you set up, I'll give you my Infinite AI software, which actually deploys new AI-powered software tools in a matter of seconds. I'll just link to that below this video. And this combination of AI plus prompt is insane value. It can be used in A lot of niches, I've put very few, should say very many niches. It's a very, very easy angle to get you in the game. So within this slide here, I'm literally just going to give you the ability to create your own software tools that are AI powered. You know, you're not going to need any additional stuff. You can just follow the instructions, get the software and actually start doing this. And so you just need to think of it, a use case and a prompt that your particular niche audience wants, and the AI will do the rest. And by the way, if you're still kind of a little bit stumped as to how to approach this, then AgentX will actually do this on full autopilot. It will actually not just create the software, it will actually also think of an idea that your customers would want, and then build the infinite AI software for you. So if you do want to go, you know, do it fully, do it properly, then consider getting AgentX. But otherwise, you can still make a start on this using the infinite AI software, which I'm going to give you here. So dive in, start using that. This is a very, very powerful method. Very, very easy to do. It's one I recommend beginners start with. So start with this, and then in the next couple of videos, we're going to look at some additional ways that we can actually do this.